K-Man Weather is brought to you by Riley Construction, helping the local business community renovate, expand, and build for over 30 years. For commercial and industrial construction and renovation, your solution is Riley Construction. Online at RileyBuilds.com.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN here on this Thursday morning. We've got NBAF, the topic of discussion here today. And joining us in the studio, Marty Vanier, Director of Partnership Development. Marty, good morning.
Good morning.
And Dr. Ken Burton, NBAF Coordinator for USDA APHIS. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. It feels like I just talked to you here not that long ago. It's crazy how fast time goes by here. But another update here for you guys. And Dr. Burton, I know you're going to kind of lead the conversation here today a little bit about outreach. It looks like you guys have attended some career fairs.
We have, yes. Thank you. You know, there's a lot of planning, a lot of coordination and outreach going on right now. And part of that is preparing for the hiring that's going to be necessary in FY19 and FY20 to get NBAF up to operational readiness. And so part of that is we had the opportunity to attend the K-State Ag Industry Career Fair last week at the K-State Union, and it's a great opportunity. We were really pleased with the quality of the students that stopped by and visited with us. And they, what I guess we shouldn't say surprised us, but it was really impressive that they had, most of them had prepared themselves and had good questions on NBAF and showed interest in the NBAF scientist training program that USDA sponsors, and it was a really good outreach event.
Now, as far as job opportunities that are going to be out there here the next year and year or two here, what are we talking about here?
We'll be hiring a pretty significant workforce here over the next couple of years. We're working towards what's called substantial completion in December of 2020, and then USDA will be able to be in the NBAF facility and get ready for operations in December of 2020. And so we're looking at trying to have about 80% of the workforce hired by that time. So, you know, with that, the outreach is going to be there, mostly hiring right now information technology people and the utility systems repair operators and people that are going to be running or helping to assist run the systems in the buildings.
And it's so good to be able to draw from right here in Manhattan a lot of those K-State students here who can, you know, finish their education, or maybe even some of them while they're going to school have some of the jobs out there as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, not only the existing workforce that we can hire from or choose from, but also, you know, students that are going to be finishing up the degrees and wanting to be in the workforce over the next couple of years. It gives us a really nice pool to access.
As far as hiring from outside of the area here, what other routes are you looking at right now?
We're looking at doing a community career fair sometime here in the near future. We don't have a date for that yet, but that's something that we're looking at. Another opportunity is there's the Veterans Hiring Authority program that Fort Riley has been working with us on. And what it is, it's a program that helps transition as veterans are transitioning out of the military and looking to find jobs in the community or in a workforce. It allows us to be able to help transition those veterans into possibly some of these NBAF positions, as well as spouses of veterans.
All right, and that's a good pool to have, because a lot of military people, the discipline they already have, I guess would probably lead to good candidates for you.
You bet. Definitely great candidates. They've got good skill sets that apply well. And, you know, there are already people that are in the community, so it's an opportunity to keep people within the community that might eventually have moved away.
So given the point where you're at here as far as the progress going on at NBAF, how good is it to be in this position where you're starting to recruit here? That's got to feel pretty good.
It's pretty exciting. You know, when we look at the timeline, you think 2020, but, you know, that's going to be here before we know it. And the other place that people can find out what jobs are available with NBAF is usajobs.gov. And they can go in and set up an account and put in keywords like NBAF, and they can receive notifications when positions become available.
Obviously, the research that's going to go on here at NBAF is so significant here. I've seen it referred to kind of like the Silicon Valley of animal research here. Can you kind of talk to that a little bit about just how significant we're talking?
You know, Manhattan and the Midwest is really in a unique position, and the Blue Ribbon Panel for Biodefense kind of termed or brought up that term and as the Silicon Valley of biodefense. And we really are, though. We've got the Animal Health Corridor, which, you know, extends from Columbia, Missouri, St. Joe, down to Manhattan, and tremendous number of the animal health companies in the world have a footprint there. You know, we've got the K-State, which has Ag College, and the other colleges that have tremendous input, College of Veterinary Medicine, our Biosecurity Research Institute, the BSL-3 Ag facility that's here on campus. You know, NBAF, there's just tremendous assets in this area that all are complementary to the efforts of NBAF and USDA.
Marty, you might talk to this point a little bit too, but you know, you're the director of partnership development. Getting that word out nationwide here, just telling, you know, what we have to offer here in Manhattan. What's that work been like?
Well, excuse me, warm up my voice again. Ken's been doing such a good job. We've been doing a lot of outreach, both nationally and internationally. Now, some of that was not a very hard lift because NBAF, the planning for the ideas for the meetings to design, all of those sorts of things took place several years ago. And because this will be probably the largest foreign animal disease research laboratory in the world, certainly in our country, but potentially in the world, it's not an unknown commodity. I mean, folks nationally, folks internationally know about it. And a lot of those folks were tapped very early on in the planning phases for the building and worked with the architects and could help the planners understand all of the current science and art of containment laboratories and bring all of that to bear as they were designing NBAF. So to a certain extent, that reaching out to them has not been a heavy lift. And there is an organization called BSL4ZNet, and that's a weird acronym. You don't have to worry about it, but it is a collaboration of zoonotic disease laboratories that have level 4 facilities. And so it's NBAF, it's Plum Island, it's CDC in Atlanta, it's laboratories in Australia, Germany, England. I know they're talking about having membership from some of the Scandinavian countries. And a lot of that collaboration is that at some point in a real crisis, those laboratories are all going to have to talk to each other and work with each other on dealing with either a response or a research issue or whatever. So this is an opportunity for them to get together, to know each other, to understand each other's capabilities, to understand each other's processes, so that you're not trying to figure that out in the face of a crisis. You know all those things already, and you have a plan, and you get to work. So that's a lot of the work that DHS has been doing with respect to outreach on that very large national and international scale.
All right. Well, it's going to be really interesting to see how this all comes. Everything I've heard, the economic impact that we're going to see from adding all these jobs, it's going to be quite significant here for not only Manhattan, but really the whole region.
Well, it will be. I know Ken gets asked that question too. I get asked that question a lot, and I have to do a disclaimer. You know, DHS and USDA didn't do this for economic development for the community of Manhattan. Yes, it's going to have an impact, but that is not our primary focus. That's going to be a question, you know, that's a Chamber of Commerce question.
Yeah.
And I know the state of Kansas has done an economic impact study. It's several years old at this point, so there may be, particularly given the handoff that will happen. There may be some things that change a little bit because USDA is going to have a different operating model than DHS was going to have. So some things may change, but I think it's fair to say that there will be a significant economic impact on the community. And frankly, you've probably seen it already just with the number of construction workers. We've got 700 workers on the site every day. And that's a significant impact in the community because you're talking about people who maybe here may have rented places to live. They're certainly here, you know, coming into town, eating breakfast, eating lunch, whatever, you know, buying gasoline, buying groceries, whatever. And so you already can feel some of that impact.
All right. And so Ken, there will be more job fairs here to come. Will we be hearing about that as well?
Yes, we'll definitely get the word out. Don't know exactly, you know, all of the media that we'll use, but we'll definitely get the word out to the community that we're going to be having job fairs.
Okay. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. Let's take a quick time out, take a break here on InFocus. More with NBath after this on News Radio KMAN.